News. Movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is A Man Called Otto, a sweet story about a cantankerous widower who wants to end it all, yet he finds hope in his eclectic bunch of people in his neighborhood. The film is based on a 2015 Swedish film, and Tom Hanks is perfect as Otto, the cranky neighbor with right reason. He begins to see the light, though, when a new family moves into the neighborhood, especially with a no-nonsense woman named Marisol, played by Mariana Trevino, who almost steals the show. In short, A Man Called Otto is Tom Hanks's Clint Eastwood role. It's a role seemingly tailor-made for Eastwood, but Hanks nails it in a type of film we don't see from him often. Quite simply, this is a funny, heartfelt film and ultimately a feel-good, if not feel-great film that can't be missed. A Man Called Otto is new in theaters.
I have seen previews for this, and I so much want to see it because anything that Tom Hanks does, I usually end up loving. I don't know if there's maybe been two or three Tom Hanks movies I haven't seen. There's a few I haven't seen, like really serious ones, but so much of his work I love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, what's great about this is, you know, he's getting to the point now where, you know, I don't recall a type of role like this with him before. You know, he's not... He's usually the good guy, right?
Yeah,
he's
right.
The Jimmy Stewart type.
Yes.
And he's not quite so the Jimmy Stewart type in this.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it really extra special. You know, clearly he is, again, I kind of think of this as his Clint Eastwood movie.
That's funny.
You know?
That's a great description.
I think of Clint Eastwood in this role and how wonderful he would have been, but that doesn't matter. Tom Hanks knows how to act as well, and he's certainly wonderful in this movie.
And now, who is the director or creator of this movie? Was this a book?
It was actually made in 2015. It was a Swedish film.
Okay.
So this is a remake. The director actually is somebody I really admire. His name is Mark Forrester, and I actually his first film that I recall seeing was called Finding Neverland with Johnny Depp and Kate Winslet in 2004, and my favorite film of that year. The guy clearly has a great handle on storytelling. And just, I don't know, finds a way to invite you into the character's space, you know, and you feel their emotions. So, yeah, that's what, that to me made it. It was a combination of great direction, obviously, but great acting by Tom Hanks, and great supporting roles by people like Mariana Trevino, who's largely done, you know, Mexican films, and you know, and she is relatively new to U.S. audiences. I mean, she's done some stuff that you would probably recognize her in, but it's just such of a pleasant surprise.
Yeah,
you know, that she can come in and stand toe to toe with Tom Hanks, and again, I think almost steal the show.
It's something about, I don't know, like when I think about Tom Hanks, I always think about Forrest Gump. And I see that show everywhere. Like, you can just be, like, cooking in the kitchen, and all of a sudden Forrest Gump is on your TV, right? I mean, his quotes and all kinds of things happen all the time, or you see it on a Facebook, you know, TikTok video or something. But there's something about the way that movie was shot, like this, the way they did the video. I don't know. When I think about Tom Hanks, it's almost like he just captures a screen. Something about that guy. Everything, he just captures it.
You know, he's really a rare actor that I guess he has that everyman sort of quality. And I think the key to end the success of any movie is how you can relate to these characters. Mm-hmm. And he has that relatability factor. And I think that's why a movie like Forrest Gump still resonates. I mean, yeah, think about that movie. It's going on next year. It'll be 30 years old.
Man.
You know, it was released in 1994. So, yeah, what's amazing for him is to maintain that spell he has on the audience, I guess you could say.
Well, and there's something about him too.
Later, you know, he's not a one-hit wonder, put it that way.
No, and Bosom Buddies, for goodness sakes. Wasn't he in Bosom Buddies? That was like TV stuff. So he started out in TV, and he really made that transition to movies, and wow, what a big difference.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this movie is that we get somebody, and I don't know how he matches up in age to how old Tom Hanks was in Bosom Buddies, but Truman Hanks, his son with Rita Wilson, plays the younger version of him in this, because we get a backstory. You know, he's a widower, so, you know, we get to see how his relationship with his wife developed and why he misses her so dearly. And there's a tragedy in their past that, you know, he is hard, you know, it's hard for him to let go of, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's interesting to see it, this younger version of Tom Hanks, essentially, in this movie. Of course, you know, he's nothing like the character in Bosom Buddies. Much more serious character. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I read different descriptions saying, oh, he's a spitting image of it. I don't know. Maybe it's just a combination of him and Rita Wilson.
Okay.
German Hanks is.
Now, is he an actor typically?
Convincing.
Has he been in anything else? Has he been acting, going to school for that? Or is it just something he did for this movie for his dad? Oh, yeah, I'll do it for you. Or, you know?
Well, if he just did it for this movie, then he's quite talented.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just looking it up here. I mean, I don't see much of anything for him.
Yeah.
As far as acting is concerned, you know, weirdly enough, he's done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay.
You know, it looks like he's got some friends in the industry. You know, worked on West Side Story, you know, which is a Steven Spielberg film. He was an assistant to the director of photography. You know, that sort of stuff. He seems to be doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. But prior to this, yes, I mean, his only acting was of a background extra in News of the World, which was another Tom Hanks film.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of people's kids that act. So Johnny Depp's daughter is an actress,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I guess I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, you think about Elvis Presley's daughter. You know, she sings too, and I have her CD. I don't know how many she did. I think there was just one way a long time ago. And I remember having a PT Cruiser because I blasted her music. Because it was so good. I just loved it. And I just thought that people would, if it was by her and it was Elvis's daughter, that people would flock to her.
Embrace it. Yeah.
Yes. And they,
didn't, though, really, did they?
And they don't seem to do that like Michael Jackson's daughter. I can't remember her name. Is it Paris?
Paris, yes.
Yeah. She sings too, right? And people mm-hmm. don't flock to her either. And that surprises me about people, because usually if you really love somebody like that and you really want to honor them, you take care of their kids in a way too. And so that is always shocking.
Well, same could be said of Julian Lennon too. And Julian Lennon was probably the most successful one out of the gate with his first solo album. And, you know, I can't say that every... Well, obviously, it's a difference with a female vocalist versus, you know, Elvis with his daughter. But, you know, Julian seemed like, oh, my God, this is John Lennon.
Yeah.
This is John Lennon singing here, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, I mean, so he seemed to capture that tone and that everything about it. Like I say, it was like you don't want to say a spitting image, but a spitting vocal.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The same sort of vocal as his late father.
And then you've got, you know, there's Hank Williams Sr., there's Hank Williams Jr., and I think there's another Hank Williams, the third.
You know.
But the third one wasn't as well accepted as the first two. I don't know. That was another combination there that seemed to work, but on a private level seemed like it was a little nightmare for them. So, but publicly, they both did well.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway.
So I think, you know, whether he does more acting or not, I mean, I guess he could always play the younger version of his father. How many roles we're going to actually see, how many opportunities, I don't know. But in this particular case, it really works well.
So if people see him in other things and they really don't know that he's Tom's son, would they look at him and go, God, he reminds me of Tom Hanks? Or would you say no?
You know, not so much as Colin Hanks, who is Tom's son with his first wife. He looks a lot more like Tom Hanks.
Okay, but does he act?
And he's done quite well, and he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously if they look at somebody like him, yes, I could see. Here, they seem to resemble each other only because there's the same style of dress, the same hairstyle, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and he's supposed to be playing him in the movie,
And honestly, maybe because Colin Hanks, I don't know, maybe he's in his late 30s now. You know, this required a younger version of Tom, right? It needed to be somebody who was in his late teens, early 20s. So, yeah, that's okay. Why this works.
All right. Okay, so when awards roll around, is this anything that's going to be nominated or no?
You know, Tom Hanks could be nominated for everything he does.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. It would be a surprise because it's a pretty tight field this year for Best Actor. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Tom pulls one off. I tell you who I'd really love to see be nominated for Best Supporting Actress is Mariana Trevino.
Okay.
Again, just because it's a role that comes from out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, not a lot of people really know her from, you know, American film or whatever. So I would love to see that because it is so good. She is so darn good in this movie. So, you know, I could see, you know, maybe a couple nominations here or there. Maybe adapted screenplay. I will say it's more predictable than, your average drama.
Yeah.
You know where it's going from the minute it starts. But, you know, it doesn't matter. If it works, it works wonders. And this one works wonders.
We got about a minute and a half, and I wanted to ask you, you'd been doing some interviews. So what was the most recent interview you had?
Well, and this will be going, a link will be on my site later today. Nicolas Cage has a new movie out that's in theaters, select theaters today. And on video on demand next week. And yes, I talked with Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
Yes.
I like
it. It's online right now at looper.com if you want to see it. Again, I'll provide a link to on my website a little bit later on. So, you know, if listeners want to just, you know, take a mental note, they can go back and check that out later. But we can talk more about the interview next week because it was one fun interview.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can't wait. Make sure you remind me. We got to talk about that.
I certainly will.
All right, Tim, thanks for being here. It's Tim Lammers for Movie Reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryan, seeking justice for the injured. And, of course, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And coming up, more fun Friday for you because we'll have Vicki Davis here from the Tri-County Humane Society. Jim and Mike, the travel guys, just walked in the doors. We'll be talking with them here a little bit. Make some travel plans. Get out of this cold weather for a while. I'm sure they've got some great ideas for us. And then it's time for our trading post. So that will be from 11:15 up to about noon today. So be writing down those items. Maybe you got stuff for the holidays that you really don't want. And it's brand new. You might get a good price for it on our trading post. 10:30. It's 2 degrees outside here in St. Cloud.